Okie there, yes indeed. This is Wednesday's edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in. Yes, 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 a lot of sports to be had this particular Wednesday. I'll give it to you, the nuts and bolts and barrels of the what's happening in our sports news, as only I can give it. Again, or if I haven't said it, thanks for tuning in. Nickel Goodrum hit a two-run double to cap a Detroit five-run inning. And the Detroit Tigers, they did hold on. I mean, really, they held on there for a 7-6 victory over the Chicago Cubs Wednesday night at Comerica Park. Yes, Detroit finished with a season high of 18 hits. Scope, Cabrera, Mayburn, and Romine each had three hits in this particular contest. However, one of the biggest news of all is that many teams today, in all sports in particular, had some say in the doings of in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Three major league teams were postponed today due to that particular uprising in Kenosha there. The Tigers and the Cubs, they did play on. However, Chicago Cubs outfielder Jason Heyward, he was scratched from the lineup prior to the game. The Cubs said that Heyward talked to the manager, David Ross, and he decided not to play. Heyward was suspected to talk to the media after the game, as of the Cubs took the field between the bottom and the top of the seventh inning. There was a stretch of silence where the music and piped-in crowd noises were halted while the words "United for Change" appeared on the video board at Comerica Park, which was a solemn gesture to what's been going on, being respected by both teams. We talked to the manager, Gardy, this evening after the game for the Detroit Tigers, and he did explain that the team, his team, got together and had a conversation along with the other manager, David Ross of Chicago Cubs, and his team got together for a powwow in particular of these uprisings. They decided to play, but again, if they were told or asked by the players not to play, Gardy made it very clear that he was with his players and he would not be playing this particular game on this evening. He made that very, very clear there. We'll have a little bit more on the particulars of other leagues in general taking this time off to pause for what's going on in this country right now and making sure that their voices are heard in the matters of this nonsense and this foolishness of taking advantage of particular situations has to stop there. Detroit Tigers also, and maybe many of you guys didn't get this beginning of the week, Rick Anderson, he'll be away from the team for about a week. He attended a family matter, Ron Gardenhire said, on Tuesday morning. Monday, after the 9-3 loss to Chicago Cubs at Comerica Park, Anderson returned home near Seattle, Washington, to tend to his family. The quote was, "I don't want to get into family things," Gardenhire said, "but there is a health issue with one of the family members. He's going back there to take care of it. And that's a very well-respected statement in that regard. So at least you're updated on that particular situation. I don't have the actual persons because there's several generals in that bullpen that's taking charge of this particular moment. But the actual person, point person, I'll try to get that sooner than later and pass it along to you on our next issue of Butcher on Sports. And again, watch the progress of the pitchers in general is program in place, because the pitching has been somewhat not so much shoddy, but inconsistent. I'll leave that there. Mike Green of the Detroit Red Wings is leaving the NHL after 15 years. After his time with the Washington Capitals, which ended in 2015, Green, he joined the Red Wings as a free agent. He spent the next 4.5 seasons with this particular team, our team, Detroit Red Wings. Green only made one trip to the postseason with the Wings after leaving Washington. Green began in 2019-20 season with the Detroit Red Wings. However, he was traded to the Oilers at the trade deadline, and he only played 2 games for Edmonton. As he decided to walk away from the game of hockey, Green plans on spending more time with his family and focus on the effort of helping others in need in his community. There, that's what he was saying by Mike Green. Very nice individual, very cordial individual, very cooperative individual, I might say, very professional indeed. Wish him well in his endeavors of retirement there. Detroit Red Wings also announced Monday they had signed forward Robbie Fabre for 2 more years in a contract extension. Of course, the terms wasn't announced at that particular time. However, it would be estimated that Fabre is making about $5.9 million for 2 years. He was under contract before for $900,000 last year. The Red Wings acquired Fabre via the trade with the St. Louis Blues early in the season during, again, the trade deadline. The 24-year-old recorded 31 points in 52 games with the Red Wings last season. He had a plus-minus rating of minus 29 throughout the particular campaign until stopped again in early March, or let's say middle of the March there. So Red Wings have acquired Fabre for the ridiculous amount of time of 2 more years at that particular price there. The NHL on Wednesday stripped the Arizona Coyotes of their 2020 second-round pick and their 2021st first-round pick for violating the scouting combine policy by conducting physical tests on draft-eligible players there. Ooh, that's a no-no, I guess, according to Commissioner Gary Bettman, who determined the organization broke the rules by physically testing prospects outside the combine, which is prohibited, and ensure the competition of fairness among teams with respect to evaluation, drafting prospects, and avoiding subjecting prospects to repeat and duplicating testing procedures there. Bettman decided to use his power to take away the draft picks rather than to impose a fine of $250,000. That's $250,000 for, you know, all who won it in dollar amounts there. Given to the position of the circumstances, of course, with this particular wrongdoing there, the NHL Constitution gives him the ability to deprive teams of draft picks if conduct found to affect the competition and aspects of the game. Holy cow, he has power. Yes, he has power indeed. Well, again, some of the big news today, and a lot of the big news today, was talking about the walkout of the surface of the shooting of Jacob Blake, a 29-year-old black man and father of 3 children. When the video surfaced late Sunday night on the police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, shooting Blake in the back multiple times, leaving him paralyzed from the waist down, that was something was shocking. and the pitchers were there to talk about it. Meanwhile, after that particular dealing there, one of the first professional teams to take a stand in this particular situation is, yes, the Detroit Lions. As they took Monday, they were off, but again took Tuesday, coming in not feeling like playing no football. Team got together and had a four-hour meeting where, first and foremost, the head coach of the Detroit Lions had his say about the method, and then he opened up the floor to many who had their grieves or during their grieving period express itself in a comfortable and a platform that demonstrated against some of the real-life issues that plague America, racial injustice there. Police brutality being one of them. The unequal treatment of people of color is right now is really shining bright in this country. And it's an embarrassing point in this proper, in this content, is that the world sees this. And when we praise each other saying that we're the greatest country in the world and we can go run over and help everybody else, the world is saying it's a damn shame they can't help themselves. And, you know, the Lions should be praised for making a stand against the police brutality 2 days after the Kenosha, Wisconsin police shots of Jacob Blake. 7 times in the back. However, you listen to the Lions' message on Tuesday, one of them have been what's most sharing since the spring reality. And it has nothing to do with the politics and everything to do with treating people right. It's just important for people to understand that. Yes, we're football players. We're in camp. We're in a bubble. This was said by defensive end Trey Flowers. But I said during the demonstration, we have brothers, we have sons, we have fathers, we have cousins and nephews. They're not in the camp, not in the bubble. They really have to go through and deal with this particular world, a real world situation, almost every day. And so it's tough. However, they understand that they have a job to do, and like many, we have to play football, but we also change the world with our platform. And that is, we got to stop this mess. We got to convince some chiefs and some commissioners and some mayors. You know, we may not be training our officers of law proper. Going down the road here, the Milwaukee Bucks did not take the floor this day on for basketball against the Orlando Magic. And they're striking a pose on this particular situation on the shooting of Jacob Blake. The Milwaukee Brewers and the Seattle Mariners, they followed the lead of the Milwaukee Bucks and the other 5 other NBA teams. They walked out of their game in protest of this particular shooting. Brewers played 44 miles from Tecosha, Wisconsin, where the shooting took place. And the Mariners, who have the most black players in Major League Baseball, led the walkout Wednesday that resulted in their respective game against the Cincinnati Reds and the San Diego Padres being postponed. So the Brewers players representative, Brett Suter, said it was a collective decision between the Brewers and the Reds not to play. That's their words, not mine. Hats off to those particular teams and those particular athletes of all race and color and creed to get out there and say, hey, look, enough is enough. What will it take to treat each other with dignity and respect? In the meanwhile, Indiana decided to fire Nate McMillan. Means there are 5 coaches in the NBA now that are looking, organizations, I should say, are looking for coaches, and that is Chicago Bulls, the Brooklyn Nets, New Orleans Pelicans, the Philadelphia 76ers, and now the Indiana Pacers are on the clock. are looking for a brand new coach. What a deal, huh, boys and girls? What a deal. Repeat again that the Detroit Tigers win tonight. They win. Yes, they took a game. And you should be happy for that. You should be happy for that indeed. You should, really. I'm happy. Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check Butcher on Sports on Facebook, boys and girls. Yes, you can. On Facebook. You can also go to Podomatic.com. Type in SimpleButchToO.Podomatic.com. And yes, get the rundowns on that and more of my podcasts throughout the month. Yes, indeed. You can also go to thegamesportshow.com and thegamesportshow.podbean.com. And yes, remember Mondays. Yes, I do the show on 1400 ESPN up in Sault Ste. Marie with Scott Nason, EJ Russell, and DJ, yes, the hockey guru, McKay. In a show called The Game Sports Show. Hey, y'all have a great, great week. It's going to get hot. It's going to get funky. And yet, it's going to, in most places, it's going to get wet. Still, carry your mask with you and wear it. And have a great weekend. Treat each other right, boys and girls. We need this right now. We need it like a hog needs slop.